We are so... It's going to be so hard to irresist that show tonight.
Well, that's Prince Harry. Exactly right. Millions of viewers around the world are in a state of frenzied anticipation, Bilko.
Even me.
Including us.
I'm not really... I mean, look, I'm not a royalist.
Yes.
I don't really care about what plays in the royal family, but this whole Oprah thing, I've been sucked in by all the pre-audio that's come out, all those hints about where the conversation's going.
That's right, the Meghan and Harry yeah. interview, obviously. I mean, we put this up on our on the Zinc Facebook, just saying, will you be watching? Wow. We haven't had so many comments on a post in a very long time.
A lot of them say they won't, but
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they won't, that's for sure. Oh, there's actually some hilarious comments. What about this one, Roland? He said, I'd love to, but I think there's some drying paint that needs watching.
Oh, Roland, I'm going to slap you.
Yes, Damo said he'd rather listen to Tomcat's fight. This is one of my... Oh, well, Kim Clough has said Ginger and Winger. Come on, Kim. What about Dan McCulloch? So I think this is my favourite one of all. He goes, I think I got lucky and will have hemorrhoids that night.
Don't be so disparaging. All you negative naysayers
yes.
will actually be tuning in just to see what is being said so you can be part of the big conversation tomorrow, because if you're not watching it, you'll be out of the loop.
Well, that's what I think too. I think a lot of people are saying they won't watch, but they actually will. I mean, that's Ashley Moyes. She said, why can't they just leave this couple alone? And I love that there was one lady, oh, what was her name? I can't remember. She said, I'll be the odd one out. She will be watching.
Good
Tracy
on you.
Hooper.
Good on you, Tracy.
I know, we will definitely be watching as well.
Just so we can be part of the conversation about what's going on. And you've got to remember, there are two human beings in this who are trying to raise, you know, a little boy, another one coming on the way. They're trying to do the best for their family. And look, that whole thing that happened to, I know James Corden, who does that carpool karaoke, did release a video last week, and he's timed it very well with the whole Oprah thing.
Mm.
But he's got down and very intimate with Harry himself, even though it was on the back of one of those LA buses. But he did ask him that very special question about, you know, well, I'll let him ask it here.
So, when did you know that Meghan was the one?
The second date, I was starting to think, wow, this is pretty special.
Why? Where did you go?
Because we just... It wasn't so much where we went, it was just the fact, the way that we hit it off with each other, and we were just so comfortable in each other's company.
See? Mm. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
All right? Meghan hasn't taken control of Harry's life. He's been a normal guy who's been hit by the British press. It's affected him mentally, and he made a decision to save his family.
Yeah.
And that's why they moved out to LA.
I agree with you, Bill, because, I mean, Meghan just cops it left, right and centre. From everywhere. I mean, Gail on our Facebook page, she said, I'm very interested to hear what all her complaints are and why she found it necessary to drag that wonderful Harry away from the world he was happy in. You know?
He's not away from the world. Well, we get to see him as much as anyone else. They have celebrity status in America. They will certainly be doing a lot of public stuff, so you'll get to see him plenty.
But everyone just blames Meghan for dragging Harry away. I mean... Harry is an absolute ripping guy. From every comment that I've heard him make, he's always got me laughing.
Yeah.
As if he doesn't have a backbone. As if he doesn't have a say. I mean, Meghan doesn't just have total control over Harry. It's not like she's just brainwashed him and, you know.
I know a lot
he can make his own decisions.
A lot of people say guys are led around by the girls, but... You allow that because there's a certain amount of respect you have with that woman in your life. Now, your mates may see it as you being led around by, you know, the power of their passion or whatever they want to call it,
Is that being led around? Like, I mean, that's just a man choosing
to... I don't agree with that comment, though.
Yeah, I know. It's
you're choosing ridiculous. You're choosing to love this woman and follow her wishes. You make a decision together to move your life in the direction she's going. And your mates probably feel you're dumping them and moving on. But that's what happens. You take up with someone and you choose to have a life with them.
And that goes the other way as well. I mean, I've got girlfriends who all of a sudden, you know, if they were dating someone that was a wakeboarder, well, then they're into wakeboarding. And, you know, if they were dating someone that was a hiker, all of a sudden they're mad on hiking. I mean, it happens. It depends on your individual personality. Mm. I mean, sometimes someone's the leader and they, you know, I mean, look at my ex and I. I mean, he was someone that, well, he is someone that loves to go on holidays everywhere. Now, I'm quite happy just sitting at home. I don't necessarily need to be off tripping here or there and everywhere. But you just go along with what your partner wants to do.
That's what you do in love.
Yes,
you compromise, you sacrifice, and you find the joy in maybe some of the things you don't want to do. And that's what's happening with their life. The trouble is it's magnified a thousandfold.
Exactly. I can't wait to see this.
When's it on?
It's on tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Win. You can catch it. This is going to be sensational. But you mentioned to me it's actually airing in the States, prime time in the States. So we'll actually start getting comments filtering through
this afternoon.
Yeah, about
1 or 2 this afternoon, you'll start to see a bit of reaction online.
Yeah, so don't look online if you don't want to. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Well, everything will just be coming out hardcore, won't it?
It'll come out. And you know what? People want to see it anyway. So look, you're welcome to get into it, and we'll probably dissect along with the rest of the world tomorrow. So
I'm sure we will. Listen, I love this comment from Megan. She said, it's really liberating to be able to have the right and the privilege in some ways to be able to say yes to the interview. This is what she said in a preview, and she was discussing the constraints on her talking to the media while she was a working royal. And then she said, I mean, I'm ready to talk.
And we want to hear.
Yeah, we want to hear.